It is December 30th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Thank you to Exchange Analytics and Jim Downs of Connemara Tech and an anonymous donor who gave an amount yesterday to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign that exceeded the amount Trading Technologies needed to make their final matching donation to meet their $20,000 pledge. Exchange Analytics gave $250, Downs contributed $500, and the mystery donor chipped in $1,000 to prompt a $1,474 contribution from Trading Technologies. The GoFundMe campaign stands at $73,002 via the GoFundMe.com website. Trading Technologies completed their pledge despite the company being sold and the management changing, which is a testament to the character of both the old and the new management and the strength of the historical and continuing relationship between John Lothian News and TT. TT has long been a supporter of JLN, but has always made us work to earn it. TT was not an early sponsor of MarketsWiki, but did become one just before the launch of the site after they saw all the work we did to make my vision a viable reality. And likewise with the support of our historical video work, TT did not just make a large donation, but rather a challenge pledge, which encouraged us to find support among our readers and beyond. TT brings out the best in us, which I greatly appreciate and respect. The history of JLN and TT goes all the way back to when I broke the news of two separate TT layoffs before TT even put the news out, back when I was just a one-man show writing the newsletter when I was a broker with the Price Futures Group. Thank you to Harris Brumfield, Tim Giannopoulos, Keith Todd, and Elise Fleischecker for their support at TT for the GoFundMe campaign. And thank you to Exchange Analytics, Jim Downs, and one of my favorite anonymous people for putting us over the top so TT could max out. The best soccer player of all time passed away, Bloomberg and many other publications reported. Bloomberg's headline is, Pelé, Brazilian who made soccer the beautiful game, dies at 82. The New York Times story on their front page is titled, Pelé was an all-too-human god. The Wall Street Journal did not want to be left out of publications offering lists of books to read. Thus, they came out today with a story titled, A Year in Reading, Our Favorite Books of 2022. The subheadline is, Before We Bid the Year Goodbye, a guide to all of the end-of-year features from the Wall Street Journal's books section. The headline of the day is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline is about the Ukraine war and is the bravery and recklessness of Ukraine's improvised army. It has repelled the Russian invasion, but the effort is depleting its ranks. This is the last newsletter of 2022, except for the one tomorrow, the weekend update. It has been a pleasure to keep you informed and hopefully occasionally amused during 2022. We at JLN wish you a happy and safe New Year's celebration. We wish you a prosperous and healthy 2023 and beyond. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First off, we have a MarketsWiki Education short of the day, Ben Van Vliet, The Nature of Competition. Ben Van Vliet, assistant professor and associate director at the Illinois Institute of Technology, discusses the nature of competition in the financial industry and the impact of deception in the markets. Van Vliet also discusses the importance of ethics and its relationship to professional success. With an increase of competition, Van Vliet believes better systems will be built that will be less gullible to deception. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. No advisors, crypto is not a Ponzi scheme. Since crypto exchange FTX collapsed into bankruptcy and its Ponzi-like shell game with investor money was revealed, many commenters have doubled down on their criticism of cryptocurrencies as a type of Ponzi scheme. For those who need a review, Ponzi schemes start with an initial investment from an early round of investors, and the money is then used and spent for the purposes of the general partners or issuers of the investment products. My comment: this story is a bunch of poo. You have to see the author of the article, Christopher Robbins. Actually, here's another story, this one from Business Insider. The headline is, India joins EU in mandating USB-C charging port on smartphones, as Americans still have to deal with three different types of ports and cables. India will require mobile phones in the country to have the USB-C standard charging port by March 2025, Business Standard reported. The Bureau of Indian Standards is setting standards for two common types of chargers, one for mobile devices and possibly another one for wearable electronics like smartwatches. Rohit Kumar Singh, Secretary of the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, said, my comment, imagine a world in which you don't have to ask which one is the mini USB again. Here's a story from the New York Times. Unlikely parallels in a year of momentous deaths. The deaths of luminaries like Queen Elizabeth II and Bill Russell did not necessarily surprise. Others, though, inscrutably departed seemingly in tandem. When Buckingham Palace announced the death of Queen Elizabeth II on September 8th, the news, notwithstanding the worldwide outpouring of grief it set off, did not come as a complete surprise, not to anyone who had been following the reports of her end-of-days decline. She was 96, after all. My comment. At the Lothian family Christmas party on December 27th, we had a FaceTime chat with my niece Tori, who is currently in the UK. She asked each of us what we were most proud of in 2022. My answer was still being alive. I don't know if I would make any newspaper's notable death list, but this year was a challenge, and I'm grateful for being healthy and having survived the challenges of 2022. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Thursday was our MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe page, where you can help John Lothian News capture industry history with GoFundMe campaign. Second was the iconic French pastry you should bake for a New Year's party, a recipe for Paris Brest from the New York Times. Third was gold buyers binge on biggest volumes for 55 years from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times. Case for blockchain in financial services dented by failures. Despite high-profile experiments going awry in 2022, some banks are still committed to the technology. A number of high-profile blockchain experiments in banking and finance have ended in failure this year, undermining the case for the technology's future in financial services. The biggest blunder came from the Australian Stock Exchange, which in November abandoned a plan announced 7 years ago to upgrade clearing and settlement of shares to a blockchain-based platform. The exchange booked a $250 million Australian dollar, $168 million U.S. dollar charge, and apologized after admitting it needed to start the project again from scratch. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Wall Street wants capital rules eased to unblock $22 trillion treasury market. The Fed will embark on a review of requirements blamed by banks for reducing liquidity. Wall Street analysts and lobbyists are calling for the Federal Reserve to ease capital requirements to improve liquidity in the $24 trillion treasury market as part of an ongoing review of rules governing the nation's largest banks. And then here's a story, finally, from Bloomberg. how Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and the world's 500 richest billionaires lost $1.4 trillion in a year. For the vast majority of the world's wealthiest people, 2022 was a year to forget. It's not just the money that was lost, though it was staggering. Almost $1.4 trillion was wiped from the fortunes of the richest 500 alone, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Plenty of the pain, it turns out, was self-inflicted. The alleged fraud by one-time crypto wunderkind Sam Bankman-Fried, the devastating war waged by Russia on Ukraine that spurred crippling sanctions on its business titans, and of course the antics of Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, who's worth $138 billion less than he was on January 1st. Thank you for listening to the John Lillian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lillian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlillianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lillian. Goodbye.